morning and welcome to a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. This is The Conversation. And to my right, as always, Chris Vandercook. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. That was Toots Thielemans, the Belgian jazz great who we just lost over the weekend.
Well, that's why we depend upon you to make sure that we know why we're listening to what we're listening to sometimes
exactly.
In the morning. But yes, sad to see another great go.
Is the Hep A outbreak contained? Where are we in that is the question I think a lot of people are asking.
Well, this is true because we know with the incubation period and also what we heard, last week, there's still some questions out there, especially questions for the restaurants who are involved. Now, we now know that the sea scallops packaged in the Philippines led to the outbreak of hepatitis A in Hawaii, with the majority of the 206 cases being on Oahu. The products have since been recalled, and while all that information released from the State Department of Health last week puts an end to the search for the source, it's just part of the rebound process for restaurants where an employee had been diagnosed with Hep A. Now, that would include some, like Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Shop, where scallops are clearly not on the menu. We called back Greg Fraser, the head of the Hawaii Restaurant Association, to get an update on how the affected restaurants are trying to bounce back. And he's with us in our studio this morning. Thanks for coming back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
So here we are weeks later from the last time that we talked. We now know all the things we just talked about in the opening there. But for restaurants who are coping with it, most likely, especially Genki, having to clean out everything, lose inventory, have employees who may be out of work now, this is a pretty weighty situation. How are the restaurants coping?
Well, it's really tough. It's something that you can never truly be prepared for. I've been in the industry for almost 40 years now, and I can tell you that I never thought this would ever happen to me, so I never prepared for it. And how are restaurants like Genki dealing with it right now? Obviously, you see on the news that they were asked to get rid of all their inventory. So you're talking about all the food, everything in the walk-in, everything on the shelves, everything in the storage, but also paper products and all the beverage. And then the entire store gets cleaned. So, when Genki opens up again, they're going to be a brand new operation.
A brand new operation, one that has to deal with a sizable loss, because aren't we talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yes, and you're talking about over 10 stores, so it is going to be a very big hit. You're talking about lost revenue while you're closed down and cleaning up the restaurant. So it's nothing that's going to be easy for Genki to bounce back on, but we are asking the public to, go back to Genki. Genki is just as great as it was, before this came up. And, Genki is also kind of a victim in this as well. They had no idea that the scallops were tainted, and when they did learn of this, they acted immediately upon it and followed all the guidelines.
That's part of the discussion, that these restaurants had no idea, especially those that serve the scallops per se, that this was a tainted product. We're also talking about, though, employees elsewhere who were infected and how perhaps they might have been infected, but the fact, too, that this could have happened at home. This is not necessarily something that would be exclusive to a restaurant. But when you put all of those things together, it still comes back to how do we operate if we're in food service and how do we operate at home?
Well, you're exactly right. And, one thing to remember is that none of the employees at the 10 Genki sushi restaurants were diagnosed with hepatitis A. It was just the product, the scallops there, and that's gone. As far as, how do we prevent this at the workplace or even at home. Again, we talked about last time, the Department of Health and Sanitation has done a really good job with being transparent with their inspections that they do at the restaurants. It's the green placard that you see in the front door of all the restaurants now. It communicates to the public that this restaurant has been inspected and they are following the rules and regulations set forth by the Department of Health and Sanitation. And where it applies to this is really hand washing, not just when you leave the restroom, but also when you enter into the kitchen. Department of Health requires you to have a hand sink as you're coming back in the kitchen and you're washing your hands again, because you don't know what you come in contact with between the restroom and the kitchen again.
When you have been talking to some of the members of the Restaurant Association and looking to not just prevent the next outbreak, but still coping with this one, Are there any concerns that this is going to, in some ways, damage the industry?
I don't think it'll damage the industry. I think that Genki Sushi will bounce back from it. I think that they have some pretty good loyal customers there. I think they definitely have a great product. The thing that they did recently with the conveyor belts, I think that the families love going there. So, I think that, Genki will be able to bounce back, albeit they're going to have a, hard time with what they're going through right now. But I think the public will see through that.
What about Baskin-Robbins? Because that's a different situation. And also from what we understand, not one that's going well for that Baskin-Robbins shop.
Yeah, and again, the public needs to realize that, it was the employee. The employee was treated, and there's nothing wrong with Baskin-Robbins or any of the other restaurants or big box stores or certainly, the airline. There's nothing wrong with these businesses. You should go back and patronize them away again because you don't want them to go away. If you liked having ice cream there a month ago, you should go there again and enjoy it as well. As when Genki Sushi opens back up, let's go in and have a good time at their restaurants as well.
The point is that this could happen kind of anywhere. It could happen at home. It could happen in a restaurant. Some of it obviously comes back to cleanliness, but there's also a flip side of it that says if you're at all concerned that you could get vaccinated. The Department of Health has been recommending vaccination as being the best protection from Hep A. Last time that we talked, there was sort of some confusion about where you could get the inoculation, where or how much it would cost you. That seems to have settled down quite a bit. Now, kids who are under age 11, most of them have already been inoculated.
Sure.
But for anybody else, do you think that Hep A would be just the best standard practice for anybody in the food industry, that should be just de rigueur, that happens?
Yeah, I would recommend it for a couple of reasons. You don't want to get this personally. You don't want to get this infection or this virus personally. But also as a business owner, operator, you don't want to, be the next restaurant in the news. You don't want this to impact your business. So I think that it's something that you should highly suggest or even set up clinics. 2 weeks ago, we really looked into it. The pharmacies had different prices, were unsure about prescriptions or what the coverage was for each of the insurance, medical insurance companies. So we work closely with HMAA, and HMAA put a message out there to all the businesses that regardless of who your medical insurance carrier is, we will help you to get, set up with appointments in the pharmacies or get clinics at your place of business so that you could do all your employees at one time. And then they've been working with a number of different pharmacies, and there are even some out there that don't need prescriptions. And now, all the medical insurance providers are stepping up. Kaiser Permanente, at all of their clinics, you can just walk in. You don't need an appointment, and they will give you a vaccination shot right there. HMSA has their things in place. So everybody's pretty much stepped up and done it. The pharmacies that used to do one or two hepatitis A vaccination shots a week are now doing 50, 60 a day. So they're really seeing a huge increase.
With everything that we've talked about and all that you've been talking about with your members to move on from this, and clearly restaurants and food establishments want to move on, there's still the matter that there are lawsuits brewing, and one that we've actually heard about. That's going to keep it sort of surfacing from time to time. Is this any different than perhaps other areas in which lawsuits might surface regarding restaurants that the restaurants would look at differently than what has happened with Hep A?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but I think it also goes back to being prepared. I don't know how you could be prepared for something like this. What can you have in place? Unfortunately, we live in a society that, people...
We're litigious, yeah.
Right. So, it is something that might, help to linger this issue on a little bit more than it really needs to be. Of course, the Hawaii Restaurant Association is hoping that, we can help all the restaurants that were mentioned in this, to overcome the problem. And just get back to business as usual.
Well, we'll see how that happens, and thanks very much for coming in with an update.
I appreciate you having me here. Thank you.
Greg Fraser is the executive director for the Hawaii Restaurant Association, and for, as you heard him say, the better part of 40 years, he's been in the food service and hospitality industry.